and I'm interviewing Hazel Flowers.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, set wherever you like. If you want to put that someplace else.
That's right here.
That'll be fine. And, so I bought these because I'm the oldest of 10 kids, and I thought, you know, they've heard about the earth storms and all these things, but this is such a nice book.
Uh-huh.
And so I tried to find if there was this outfit was still in business here after we did that, but I got back.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my grandsons that lives in Kansas City did a little searching around down there, and nobody seemed to ever know this outfit of mending cards, and so they probably long gone, but because that was in the early 70s, they would have gotten this.
This is great.
Yeah, now you can take that book and copy it if you want to.
Yeah.
That's what I did for, I don't know what that girl's name was now. Let's see. She lived up at Jim or someplace.
But yeah, and I'd definitely make sure I get it back to you.
Yeah, no, that'd be fine. But
I'd love to take this.
Sarah copied it.
Okay.
Before, and you're sure welcome to it.
Yeah.
I'd have sure gotten some
much.
More of them if I could have.
Uh-huh.
I got one for each one of the kids and sent it to them, but this is the only one I kept.
Okay, let's get started. Basically, just talk to me. Tell me stories that you remember. I've got some questions that are just to kind of help you start talking, but they
Let
don't.
Let me see what you got.
Let's see.
That kind of give me an idea of what you're.
And I've lost the first page here.
It's probably in there someplace. When and where were you born? I was born in New Mexico, but my folks grew up here.
Uh-huh.
They just lived down there, happened to be down there when I was born.
Mm-hmm.
So I lived down there the first 5-6 years of my life, but I always went to school here or at Ingalls.
Mm-hmm.
So I graduated from Ingalls.
Okay. Were your parents farmers?
Yeah, they lived out north. They lived about a half mile north of the dairy.
Okay. And so they raised what? They raised corn or
wheat.
Just
what they farm here.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
Well, I'm the oldest of 10.
Yes, you told me that already. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay.
There
were 6 girls and 4 boys.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about some of the chores you did as a child.
Oh, well, honey, it's a lot different than you girls do today.
Sure.
Because we milked cows and
mm-hmm.
fed chickens and hogs. And
mm-hmm.
and I was the oldest, and I helped Dad outside a lot. My sister next to me then helped Mom.
Mm-hmm.
So I milked cows and I worked in the field. I always did a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. How many cows did you have?
Oh, around, I think we milked around 10 or 12.
Mm-hmm. Did you keep it then for your family, or did you sell it?
Well, no, you. In those days, they separated it and they sold the cream.
Mm-hmm.
And you fed the separated milk to the chickens and to the hogs. You didn't sell whole milk like they do today, and there wasn't nothing like that
mm-hmm.
going on. And you had phone again. Yellow. He's had cancer twice, and what do I want to say? We kind of baby him around here or something, you know. He has to have some help.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what that meant. Okay, what was we talking? We was talking about doing chores.
Yes, ma'am.
So we rode the school bus, and you always had one of us did the dishes after breakfast and the other one washed the separator. And if you never washed a separator, you don't know what you're missing.
What was the separator like? What was it?
Well, the separator. There's several sitting around town here in yards. Had a handle on the side and you turned it so fast and that milk was in this big bowl up here on top and went down through a bunch of discs. It seemed like there was 50 some discs there and you had to be turning it so fast that there was a bell on to tell you when you was fast enough. And that separated it had two spouts. One was a cream and one was the milk. When the milk went through the disc. Mm-hmm. And so then you sold the cream. There was two or three places here in town that bought cream and you sold it in 5 gallon cream cans. Mm-hmm. It was sold according to butterfat. So if you had 40 pounds of cream and it was 40%, if it tested 40%, well then you had 16 pounds of butter fat in that 5 gallons of cream, and that's what they make butter out of. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay. What about harvest? Do you have any stories you can tell me about harvest?
Oh, yes. I remember one harvest that was so muddy that we had the track. In those days, you didn't have self-propelled combines. You mm-hmm. pulled them with a tractor, and you didn't have rubber tires, you had lugs on it. And we had to hitch horses on in front of the tractor to pull a combine through the field. So. I don't know if I can find the right. Cataloged her.
Mm-hmm.
They're just pictures. You probably know Adrienne Phelps.
I think so.
She's my niece.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I got any harvest pictures in this. Family has a family reunion every 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I, several years ago, put a bunch of albums together to take to the reunion. Mm-hmm. Could have had some of that. Ended up, I had no idea what you wanted. CHS homecoming.
When was that?
I don't know. See, Anson was in junior high. This is Davis. Let's see, what's her name now?
Glenda? No, she's too young.
No, this girl works in the courthouse. She works in the clerk of the district court. She's married to Arlen Solomons now. I think she was married to Drosky. But one of her daughters is married to Steve McPhail. Mm-hmm. He has three daughters. I think he did. This is Wilma Leatherwood, which she's right. She happens to be here right now. She's from Arkansas. And this mm-hmm. is my oldest son. And this is Burns, one of the Burns boys. Mm-hmm. Not Jerry, it's one of the, it's just younger than he was. I need to, the names are on the back.
That's okay.
Three girls born the same day in New Mexico, and the folks were all neighbors. And so one of the girls moved away right away, but this one here and I kept track of each other until after maybe in our 20s or 30s. And now there's a team of horses and me working and cultivating in the field. You can see how antique the tractor is there, and that's a header barge. That's what they use to put the hay in or the
What's this tank here?
Well, that was a fertilizer. No, that wouldn't be. They didn't have fertilizer yet then. I suppose that was a fuel tank, and they'd driven the tractor up there beside it to fill the looks like these pictures fall coming loose. I need to go through there. We raised a lot of chickens after I was married. Do you know Ivan and Jody Wilson?
I don't think so.
This is the boy that just called. So you haven't been here too many years.
No, not long enough to know.
We go to Wyoming in August. I think these were magnetic, I believe. They've all lost their magnetic. Well, I suppose I won't run across that picture I'm looking for. Of the combine. We fished a lot.
Mm-hmm. Down in New Mexico or?
In Texas.
Texas.
Oh, since after we retired.
Oh.
Well, before we retired. My husband fished a lot in Canada with his brother-in-law. Well, you don't know Adrian and Danny Phelps. Shanice. You know who Shanice is? No, okay. She's at school. You know who Eric Carolot is?
I think so.
He fished up there with him. Well, forget about it. Just looked.
I don't know. We already looked in those.
We just. I just fixed. Those.
Mm-hmm.
So I know it's not in there. I'm not getting you very much information. That I thought that WSM Grand Ole Opry.
Okay.
Where my daughter-in-law went to school down in Madison, Tennessee, which is a small town just outside of Nashville. And she was she is a medical records.
Mm-hmm.
And we went down there. This was would be in the fall of 63. Or had developed. There, it was in the fall,
mm-hmm.
Plus the leaves were so pretty at that time.
Okay.
I'm not finding much for you.
That's okay. We can just keep talking. While you're looking, talk to me what you did for fun as a kid.
Oh, rode horses.
Rode horses?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have just one, two?
Oh, we had several horses we could ride.
Uh-huh.
There were neighbor girls that, you don't know who Lavella Leakey is, I don't suppose. She lives here in town. Well, they lived about a half a mile from us. She and I used to ride horses.
Mm-hmm.
These are in Hawaii.
When did you go there?
In 72. My sister, Adrian Phelps' mother, and her husband, and my husband, and I. The architect in Hawaii is so pretty because they use round instead of big square.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have, or when we were there, they didn't have any neon signs out blaring or anything. Everything was real. Well, honey, I didn't find that picture I was looking for.
That's okay.
There's one of the combine and the tractor in the field with about the half stuck.
So, you were born in New Mexico. Were you born at home or were you born in a hospital?
In a hospital.
Hospital? Mm-hmm. Did the doctor still make house calls?
Oh, I don't know if they made my house calls or not. I was born in February and it was stormy weather and Dad had taken Mom to town and she had stayed in town because she was about due and, mm-hmm. and your cars and stuff wasn't near as dependable in those days as they are now, or near as warm, and all those things. So, and I don't know how long she was in town before I was born, but I do know that she was staying in town. Mm-hmm. When the folks moved to my mother's folks moved out north here, I think in 1905, and then my dad's folks, or his dad, his mother died when he was two, and I think they moved here in 1907. So they went through school here, or in great the country schools, and then in town. Then Mom's father moved to New Mexico, and after Dad and Mom was married, well, they moved down there in 1918, and they lived there until we moved back up here in 1927. So us three oldest kids were born in New Mexico.
Mm-hmm. So you said you were about six when you moved up here, mm-hmm. right? So would you remember the stock crash of 29? Did that have any effect on you at all?
Well, not money-wise, but the reason that it was so hard here in those years is because we had the stock crash in 29. And I remember that Dad had a good wheat crop in 31 and got 30 cents a bushel for the wheat. Mm. So that didn't amount to a lot. And then we had the dirty 30s. So we had the depression and the dirty 30s at the same time here, where in the Plains states, Colorado, Eastern Colorado, and Texas, Western Texas, and Western Oklahoma, and Kansas, and Nebraska. So that made it doubly hard. Mm-hmm. And well, when you went to school, we used to laugh and say we had the for a dress, we had the old one, the new one, and the blue one. And that would about take care of your wardrobe. Because there wasn't money floating around any place. Mm-hmm. They had WPA, which was what WPA stand for. Well, anyway, they hired the farmers to build bridges and such as that, mm-hmm. put in big culverts along the roads, I guess to give them spending money, so they had money for groceries or, mm-hmm. or whatever. And my husband was in this C CCC's, which was a boys or young men's camp. There used to be one in Finney County. He was in Clark County, and there was a number of the people here that was in one of the Dakotas. I'm not sure which. Bill Kramer's dad was in the CCs at the same time my husband mm-hmm. was. You know who Bill Kramer is, mm-hmm. don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a number of people here, but I don't think you'd know any of them that were in the CCs, and they paid them $30 a month. They built Clark County Dam down there, and they left the boys $5, and they sent $25 home to their folks. Mm-hmm. So there was a lot of government. There was another government program that was on at that time that kids in high school could work at, and it's called NYA. And that was some kind of a youth deal. But I remember that I helped in the office, and I got $3 a month. You wouldn't spend the time a day for $3, but...
Probably not.
But I worked a lot for $3 a week. In high school, as now you'd say it was a babysitter and a house cleaner and what have you, but mm-hmm. I got off every other weekend, and I babysat and I did the laundry and I did the cooking and I cleaned the house. But I got a whole $3 a week. I worked at the ASCS office after I graduated from high school, and I remember I made $81 a month, and boy, I was in the chips.
ASCS, what does that stand for?
Well, it's out here. I think that now they call it Farm. It's right out here east of town, just west of the Baptist Church.
Oh, the...
It's Farm. It's not Farm Credit, it's Farm something.
Can't remember.
Well, they changed the name. It was a agricultural stabilization something.
Okay.
It's what it used to be. But anyway, it's been around for a long time. So, but I remember I really thought I was uptown then. And I was.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good job.
So if you worked really hard for $3 a week, stuff must not have cost the same.
Oh, it didn't.
What are some examples of...
Well, when I worked at the office, in the ASC office,
mm-hmm.
I could eat for a quarter. Have a ham sandwich and a glass of milk and a dip of potato salad or...
Hmm. Pretty good.
The milk was a nickel, and the sandwich was 10 cents, and the salad was 10 cents.
It's a pretty good meal for...
Well, it was good enough, you know, so...
What about shoes? How much did shoes cost?
You know, I don't remember. I just don't remember, but not much, you can mm-hmm. believe that. And you didn't have 411 pair either.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Because, well, in the first place, you didn't have a place to put them because you didn't have closets. Used to, I'm sure a man designed it, but the houses would be four rooms and with a partition running each way, and they never thought about putting a closet in.
Definitely man's work.
Man, yeah. Man's planning.
Um, Fourth of July is coming up. Do you remember celebrating the Fourth of July?
Well,
yeah. What did you do?
We usually bought some firecrackers and shot them off.
What kind of firecrackers were they?
Not like the ones today. More like these little ones that come a whole package, you know. The
black cats?
Whatever they are, those little ones that got so long and just make a pop. What grade are you in?
I will be a sophomore in college.
You'll be a sophomore in college. Mm-hmm. And where are you going to school?
Going to Tabor College.
Yeah. The Penners always used to always go to Tabor College.
Yeah. Adam just graduated, Adam Penner.
See, which one does he belong to?
Ken Penner?
Ken Penner. And Ken Penner's dad would have been. Our dentist, the Penner that used to be the dentist here in town, and he's been dead a number of years now,
mm-hmm.
was in my class in med school.
It's cool.
So, but the Penners lived North Ingalls, I lived South Ingalls. Mm-hmm. The folks moved to Ingalls in 1932, and they lived over there until 1941 or two, somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
I got married in 1940, and it was after I was married that they moved back over up here by the dairy.
Did you have a radio?
Sure.
What are some of your favorite radio programs?
Well, you didn't have a lot of radio programs like today. You didn't have a lot of stations either.
Uh-huh.
But when the Grand Ole Opry came on Nashville, I think maybe around 1928 or 29, we always listened to that on Saturday night. You didn't listen to soap operas or anything. There wasn't anything like that on the mm-hmm. radio. You get maybe some news. I remember when KGNO came on the air was about the time that we got married, around 1940.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be so staticky so much of the time that you couldn't hardly understand what the man was saying.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember Jackrabbit Drives?
Oh, yeah.
Can you tell me about those?
Let me see that.
This?
I think there's an article in here about Jackrabbit Drives. There were a lot of jackrabbits,
mm-hmm.
and they would set up snow fence in the center of maybe four sections or something like that, and then people would be on horseback, and they would drive the rabbits toward wherever they had this set up, and they set this pen up. And after they got that done, after they got the jackrabbits driven in there, well, then they took ball bats and knocked them in the head,
mm-hmm.
and shipped them out of here on boxcars. And I don't know where they went, but they were harvested then for their fur.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is, we bought rabbits after we were married. We were in business here in town. And in the wintertime, I don't remember how much it was, a nickel a piece or what it was that you paid for a rabbit, but there was a guy came through here with a truck and picked them up every so often. Often they didn't get smelling or nothing like that, you know. But it amazes me that there's just no rabbits. The rabbits that's around here are cottontails.
Mm-hmm.
And these were jackrabbits. Jackrabbits are more, they're big, bigger, and rangy built. You know, cottontails are little and
fluffy.
Cute. Yeah. But jackrabbits weren't, unless it was just sick. Rabbit drives just carried out on Sunday afternoon. I don't remember that, especially. In the center of an area, they say 14 miles, a snow fence was installed. But it went into this pen, the snow fence. So when they drove them up, then they drove them all into the same under no circumstances. Yeah, they didn't allow guns. Doesn't say anything about how they killed, but that's, that's how they killed. In 1935, Ingalls and Cimarron, I don't know what all, but I do know about them. They quit having school in April.
Mm-hmm.
Closed down for the spring because they get these kids into school and then they couldn't get them home at night because a dirt storm would come up. And now if you can't see your hand in front of your face, which is the way it was.
That's
so
crazy.
So they finally just said, this is it.
Yeah.
So whatever your grade was then,
that was it.
That was it. But that was in 1935. That's just the way it looked coming in. We'd just be rolling in. Usually it came into the north or the northwest. One of these, I don't know which one it was. Dad and I was out at the barn taking care of the stock. And the dirt storm hit, and he had to yell because there was too much, I guess, I call it noise, but it was quiet. Anyway, Dad said he had a hold of the header barge. I said, well, I do too, but we didn't know where anybody was. And Mom used to wet sheets and hang them up over the windows to keep the dirt out. And when you set the table, you turn your plates upside down because there'd be dust.
Keep the dust out.
Yeah, until you got around to eat.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's really hard to, I guess I want to say, explain how it really was, but it really was bad. And then when I read in the paper now, the dirt storms are coming back because it was dry last 2 years ago. There's no way, because here you had a team of horses or a tractor, and you could go out and maybe you worked a long day, you might get 25 acres listed in furrows so it wouldn't blow. And the wind's blowing from the south today, we'll say. So tomorrow, the wind's blowing from the north and it just blows those back full. Now, they can go out with the tractors and the implements they have today, and before noon they can do a quarter ground, the whole field. So there's no way at all for it. I don't think. But the dirt really did blow up around. Where did I see that? I it would blow up. It'd cover up implements and tractors and stuff like that in the field when it was blowing. So
it's a lot of dirt.
Oh boy, you're not just kidding, it's a lot of dirt. And if it came up from the south, it was red. The sky, everything was just red, but that there's red dirt in Oklahoma. You know, I don't know if you've ever been on 160 Highway, Coldwater East, down through Medicine Lodge. That's red dirt. Well, that's what they had in Oklahoma. Well, that'd be, but when it came from the north, it'd be black.
It's interesting.
The chickens would go to bed.
You know, because they thought it was night?
Because they thought it was night, yeah, right.
That's crazy. Do you remember first hearing about Pearl Harbor?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember where you were or what you were doing?
I think I was at school.
Were you teaching or?
No, it seems. No. It seems to me like that I had taken the kids to school for some reason. I don't remember what, but that's where it seems to me that I was. That was a really interesting tour when we were in Hawaii. They had a large wall with some kind of a camera running, and I've forgotten what they call that kind of a picture, but you really felt like the planes was coming in at you, on you or something, you know. And it's kind of really sobering to walk across this area where they said that this one ship was in the bottom of the ocean under you, you know, with so many people in it. I thought it was kind of chilling.
Yeah. So, was anyone you knew in the service? Did your husband go, or?
No, my husband wasn't in the service. He was a farmer. Mm-hmm. Farmers didn't go. Sure, you meet a lot of people because there was a lot went.
Then during World War II, there was rationing, right?
Right.
What was rationed?
Tires, sugar, shortening. I don't know what all was, but tires were. I guess it needed the rubber to make
something.
And sugar and shortening. Coffee was, but I really don't know what all was.
Now, children went around collecting things in order to help in the war effort. Do you know anything about that?
What war effort?
World War II.
We lived on the farm, nobody came around collecting anything. They might have done that in the big city or something, you know. I sure don't know.
Do you remember hearing news from the war or anything like that?
Well, you didn't get it firsthand, blast by blast, like you do.
Right.
Now, it'd be old by the time you heard it, you know. First, you either heard it on the radio or you read it in the newspaper. In the paper, but it was an instantaneous life. I think that it's way overdone.
Probably.
Because, you know, another thing is, and maybe it's not so, but I don't think that the news is very truthful anymore. I think they slant it like they want you to hear it, not what really is going on, you know.
Yeah.
I don't, that may not be so, but that's the way it seems to me. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember hearing news that the war was over?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember where you were, how you felt?
I don't remember. It was over for some time before we heard about here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It wasn't that. What do I want to say? It was newsworthy, of course, but it wasn't that exciting, maybe that's the right word, I don't know.
Yeah. Kind of seems like you were a little bit removed from it, like...
Well, you are out here in the middle of the, in the middle of the country. Of course, most people think that it's all Indians and so forth west of Highway 81 or something, you know, but it's a lot different than it was around the city.
So how long have you been living in Cimarron?
Well, I've lived in Gray County ever since 1927.
Right. You lived in Ingalls, about Ingalls.
We lived 3 miles south of Ingalls.
Oh.
Then when my favorite and I were married, we lived 9 miles south of Ingalls for 3 years, and then we lived 8 miles south of Cimarron until 1951, and we moved to Cimarron, into town in 1951. So that's how long I've lived in Cimarron.
How come you moved in town?
How come we moved in town? Well, because my husband was going into a seed business.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we needed to be.
Mm-hmm. Just to distribute seed, or?
Yeah, we sold, bought and sold field seeds, which is a lot different than it is today. It was before hybrids were
So do you remember when NBC came to Cimarron to make the special of Small Town USA?
I think I put that letter in that stuff for Jody. They stayed at the motel. NBC did. They were so nice to work with. And I had the nicest letter from them after they left. And I'd just been sorting through a bunch of old stuff. And I'm sure that I put that letter, because Jody was the mother of this boy that called a minute ago, was staying with us. Her husband was in Germany and at that time. I wish I had that letter to show you. But yeah, I remember very well.
But there were some funny, interesting stories.
Well, they were just nice people to work with. And have you ever seen the video? It's, I think they have it at the library. They've shown it several times. It's called, I think, Cimarron Small Town USA or something like that. But It was an interesting experience. And the men that were in charge didn't like to eat at the restaurant because they didn't like to be bothered with the public. And mm-hmm. So I fed them at the house. At the motel.
You fed them? Were you running the motel?
Well, we built the motel in 61 and built the restaurant in 72.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. But, yeah, that was an interesting experience.
Sarah says that Canal Street used to be a canal. Do you remember when
it wasn't it wasn't a canal. The guy that built it had the idea that he was going to run the water down through here, and there's several places where you can see the old canal. We used to walk across it. It was dirt when I was in school when we walked downtown. But it never was, there never was any water in it.
When did they fill it in?
Well, they just worked at it. I mean, there's places out in these pastures, I'm sure, where, but erosion, just time. Mm-hmm. When something's been there 100 years, why? It changes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what Canal Street is. And have you ever been over to the, I call them ruts, but the wagon trail over there?
Yeah.
And there used to be a place over here west of Ingalls, about 3 miles, where they crossed the Arkansas River. Mm-hmm. And you could see it. There was a fellow named Doc Barton that used to live in Ingalls. Well, Edna Johnson, I just moved her to the nursing home here last week, is one of his daughters. She lived here in town. Did cattle drives. And he used to come to school and talk to us about those kind of things. And he took us out there to West Ingalls and showed us the tracks that the wagon trail had taken.
Those are pretty cool.
Yeah, they're a piece of history. Mm-hmm. Now, Mom said that when she was a kid, there was no trees along the river. Mm-hmm. They came into being later. I don't know when the trees. And of course, since we've had irrigation and they dropped the water table, by so many of the trees have died because they were shallow rooted. So no water, no tree.
Do you remember, besides the dust storms, do you remember any big storms?
Blizzards
or fires or?
We never had any fires around. Oh yeah. There was a few prairie fires, but we never had anything in the way of fires around here. But we had some nasty blizzards, different times. One of the most recent big blizzards we had was in 57. And it was down here at Main Street. I don't remember, 6, 7, 8 feet deep.
Wow.
And it was as high as the second story out there where Jansen's live, just north of the of the motel. The snow, it was, trains were, couldn't get through, nobody could get through. I don't remember now how long it was that it took them to get it cleaned out, but it was wild. And we've had, I don't remember the dates, but we've had a number of bad blizzards over the years.
Mm-hmm.
But there have been people died that would get stranded in their car and decide they was going to walk someplace. If they'd stay in their car, they'd probably live, but...
That's sad.
Yeah, really it is.
Well, that's all I have, really, too.
Oh, okay. Well, you take this and copy this.
Okay.
Because it definitely... That's just the way it looked coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And it just turned dark when it hit. You knew it.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very, very
well,
much.
Honey, if it's worth anything, if it's not, just toss it.
I'm sure it'll be
worthwhile. I can't hardly believe it, but...
Mm-hmm.